Wow, man, we are back in the studio. It is good to be here. It has been, I don't know, a year and a half.
It's been at least a year and a half since all of TAL was in the same place together.
Lots of field work happening, traveling around the world. As you guys know, Adam was off in Peru, and Ryan's been going back and forth to Mexico, and I kind of fly back and forth to London. But now here we are all back at Brandeis, back in Waltham, Massachusetts, the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution. Here to talk some anthropology.
Can't argue with that, right? Yeah. So what we were thinking about talking about today was, you know, we are again back after a good long time, a year and a half. And we've done some TAL episodes. You know, if you've been following along, we have done some stuff from Peru, from Austin, Texas, you know, linked up with different people in London and all across the world, which has really been awesome to, like, you know, see what we can do when we're away. Now that we're home, the question is, what's next? You know, what are we doing next? What are we doing here? And, you know, we thought it'd be kind of cool to sort of just talk out loud with ourselves, with you guys, about what we're thinking about doing with TAL and where we may find ourselves be going in the future. So, I don't know, Ryan, one of the things we've been talking about is, like, the length of episodes, right?
Right. So we want to do something to switch up our format just a little bit, making it more accessible to our listeners and giving you something that you can potentially jog with or finish in a single commuter route. We want to do maybe about 25-minute episodes, but we also want to have mini episodes. Mm-hmm. And the idea of the mini episode is we can give you a sort of soundbite you can link onto for a few minutes to really make something more accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's is kind of the idea we've been talking is one of the forms of anthropology I've been getting into during my time in Peru and bringing back here is design anthropology. And what that means is using design thinking or ways of problem solving, but using an anthropological lens to do this. And so, like, what I like when I say, what is design or something?
So would this be like if Tesla was commissioned to build a car?
It could be like
not
that.
Like Tesla, the car company, but actual
like Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla.
It could be that,
coming,
you know,
back from the dead.
Yeah, and maybe how he would talk about how he would design the car, you know, kind of like that, I think. But just the idea is to bring these short, like, digestible sound bites, 5, maybe 10 minutes of an episode of how to use anthropological thinking, anthropological doing in our everyday lives. And so, for example, one thing we were talking about, there was an article I found on nymag.com. Which I don't know if it's a magazine or a blog or an advertisement, I'm not sure. But anyway, the post was about why we party as humans. And so in this piece, it was talking about not just that we go dance at a rave or that there's something cathartic about house music. You know, you may not like the doo, 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 doo drum beat from the outside. It sounds very monotonous, you know, but from the inside, there's this idea that Emile Durkheim was one of the anthropologists or sociologists really, that we all draw from, this idea of collective effervescence is what he calls it. But the idea is, like, there is this literal sinking between people in events like this, that you all lift your own, you know, you lift spirits together and sort of you literally link up, sync up heartbeats, brainwaves with other people. And so you share a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for example, if we were to do an episode on this, we would talk, I mean, we could say, yeah, go party, you know, but more so just the question of why do you party? And then when you think about what is collective effervescence, how does it mean, you know, what does it mean for my daily life if I realize that when I'm talking to somebody, I do link up with their brainwaves or their heartwaves or something?
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, that's a good thing that we need to emphasize with this whole collective effervescence idea. It's not just a feeling. This is a bodily reaction.
It's more
than something biological.
Mm. And that's the thing also, right, when you think about a house party. So much of what creates that feeling, right, of this effervescence is the structuring of that event. Mm-hmm. The fact that you have this communal space, that you have this music, you know, this monotonous beat, but it's kind of drawing everyone together in this forum. And you know, thinking about how we're trying to frame our episodes, right, and have mini-sodes or different types of formats really goes to the heart of, you know, what design anthropology is saying in terms of the way that you structure something, the way that you organize or design a production or a forum, you know, also really influences the type of content that you're going to get and the type of experience that you can derive from it. So, you know, at TAL, you know, we've really been pushing, you know, a lot of the episodes we did, we'd always go for the hour. And a lot of that was framed by our use of the WBRS studio, right? And the scheduling here that does it in hour slots. And also with our own schedules, you know, going in between classes and finding a time to come talk together here. And, you know, I think a lot of our content, if you go back to our conversations, it's framed a lot by that time. So it'll be cool. And we have done experiments in the past before with 15-minute episodes where I think you feel that difference in the message and the content of the episodes.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, the main example of that, we did these two episodes on happiness a couple of years back. And they're definitely some of my favorite episodes that I enjoyed. And, like, I feel like we really were able to sort of hone in and nail in what we were, you know, whatever message we were trying to get across at the time. And even listening to them now, it's like, okay, yeah, there's something there, right? And again, we've been doing some reading about, you know, we're trying to always evolve the podcast and evolve our practice of doing this. And so, you know, Ryan's run across a couple of things, and I've seen him a few times too, where there's something about this notion of the golden length, about 22 minutes.
Exactly. If you hit that sort of golden length mean, it's the one that it's actually most comfortable for us to listen to, because it's not too long. And it's just accessible enough to where we're like, all right, I can spare 22 minutes. Mm. Like, I can go for 10 minutes on a run. I can go for 20 minutes on a commute. It doesn't feel too lengthy. But once you push past 30 minutes, once you push into an hour, then you really have to start thinking about your time in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's sort of being aware of that. And you know, so this is what we're going to be really curious to see how people react and hang with it. You know, because, I mean, what we're doing now is we are still going to give the same amount of content. You know, if we do, like, sort of these what we call mini-sode, you know, design or practice-based episodes of taking some, you know, anthropological thinking and applying it to life, and kind of our standard TAL episodes where we think through a lot of things and a lot of pieces together. But, you know, we're going to do them in these two shorter formats. Mm. See what people are interested in, you know, like, I mean, and this is kind of our, you know, we're excited to put these two together and say we've got, you know, our TAL, traditional TAL that's, like, coming into 2016 now with a different format, as well as this new kind of episode that's based more on doing. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, I think it's going to be a good experiment. And I feel that, because this is one of the things that, for me, you know, one of my favorite podcasts is The Art of Charm, which I recommend to most people. And it's a practice-based podcast that is, you know, it's formatted around, like, you know, the host, Jordan Harbinger, always has an interview, interviewee. And then, but what they've been doing is, and they do about a 45-minute episode also, but they've split things off. And so he's one of the first podcasters I've seen that does this mini-sode idea, which I love the idea of this. So they've got mini-sode Mondays, you've got your 45-minute practical episode, you've got your regular Art of Charm episode, and then they also do fan mail Fridays. We're not really big into fan mail yet, in terms of, we would be if we get more of it, but
send us some feedback.
So send us some feedback. And it's a really cool idea too. You know, again, the difference is with them versus us, like, they are a much more, it's a practice-based podcast. You can send it saying, oh, this is good advice, that was not good advice, this worked for me, this didn't work for me, you know. So maybe if we, you know, again, push the idea of doing more practical based or practice based things, we may get some stuff like that. But so it's really kind of fun to think about how we can experiment with the format, you know, but still bringing you guys great content and letting us think through anthropology, you know, because it's we're definitely on a, you know, a different side of the fence right now, you know. Yeah. Again, now I'm Adam is now post field work. Ryan, you're pretty much post field work. You know, you've done 4 seasons. I did 18 months. Anil, you're about to go into it. So. Right.
He'll be back though.
But that's the coolest thing is, like, you know, we are all kind of cycling around the fieldwork phase now.
Well, I think you're hitting at something pretty particular with this. And we went into this as young anthropologists who had yet to do fieldwork. Now we've come back with experiences, with new ideas that we're willing to share. So really, we're just trying to update the operating system, bring TAL into 2016, into 2017, with a completely new angle.
Yeah. In a way that speaks to us where we are now, you know?
Exactly.
Which I'm definitely a fan of, you know, because it's cool to see that we can, like, the show's been flexible enough for us to do that, you know? And also, I'm just really happy that we survived for the past year and a half.
We're still here.
You know?
Moving forward.
Like, we learned we can all be in different places and still do this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, we should also talk about new potential partnerships, as you've brought up.
Yeah. So this is definitely, we are excited to announce this. I mean, this is big news for us and hopefully other people as well. But, you know, TAL, we've been doing a lot of networking over the past time that we've been gone. And, one of, like, the most fruitful things that we have had, and we're super thrilled to, like, share, is that, the American Anthropological Association, or the AAA, not the car place, but the anthropologist.
Yeah, it's confusing. Google this stuff.
But it's the biggest anthropological group organization in the world, about 10,000 plus members. They and us are going to start a partnership, which is super cool. So we are, you know, super honored to you know, be able to join their team. And what they're doing is they're looking to set up sort of a library and a network of anthropology podcasts, which doesn't exist right now. And this is something that we at TAL have been talking about for a while. So it was really nice to have a larger organization say, hey, we like what you guys are doing. We like what you're about. Would you help us start this network? Like, absolutely. You know, so we're super excited. So the format's going to be the same for us. We're still going to be on, you know, thisanthrolife.com. You can get it. You can get us on iTunes. None of that is changing. All that's going to happen is that our reach is going to expand to 10,000 more people, which is awesome. And we're excited and kind of freaked out by going through AAA, and they're going to help distribute our content more. So it's really great. You know, and this is one of the things that we've been talking about. We want to professionalize the show more. So like, this is a really great step for us, as well as, you know, we are going to start looking into things like sponsors and other ways to monetize, maybe, but just sort of like to defray the cost. Cause you know, it's not free to run the show, which we're happy to throw our money at, but if we can at least defray, you know, website costs and you know, studio rental and stuff like that.
Exactly. Awesome. And fingers crossed, this may actually give us more time to spend into producing the episodes, to bringing in content in a way we haven't quite been able to do, but have always aspired to do.
Sure, you know, yeah. I mean, in that regard, too, one thing else we are looking into doing is getting interns now.
Exactly.
And so if you're listening to this, and it's relatively recently, we are looking for interns. Particularly, you know, on the production side, on helping us do copywriting and live research. And you know, if you do web stuff, so really, I mean, we're going to kind of open up the field to a couple of different things, just to sort of make it so we can make the highest quality production possible.
You know? See, live research. That sounds great on your CV. I'm a live researcher, living.
I'm alive. That's good. It's like, what does that mean? Hold on. I sit in the radio studio with them and I help look things up when they're talking about them. Yeah. You know? Which sounds crazy, but other major awesome podcasts like the Joe Rogan Experience has, they use this kind of thing too. It's like, they'll be talking, they've got somebody that's helping, you know, put the ideas together and help, like, oh, what's the guy's name? Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It was that person.
Okay. I mean, this is, since we're in political season right now, thinking about the debates and constant fact checkers, real-time fact checking. That's kind of what we're looking for The Office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so that's cool. You know, I'm excited to see what we can do with that. And you know, we're going to put the call out ASAP. We're putting it out now, I guess, but, you know, we're going to put it out ASAP around Boston and, you know, possibly more than that. Somebody would have to be able to come into the studio, but if that interests you at all, we'd love to talk to you. It's just a question of like, how do we continually professionalize, make the podcast better? I mean, I think there's a lot of pieces on the table right now that we are working with, and that, you know, I'm really excited to see what we do.
Yeah. Stay tuned, guys. Lots to come. Much more playful TAL in its fourth year.
Yeah, that's right. Happy fourth anniversary, guys.
Yeah.
Happy fourth. Four-year-olds are always, it's like you get out of the terrible twos, threes. I don't know what happens when you're 3 years old.
Well, you start having four memory is pretty good. At 4 years old. This is when it really starts to come along.
So you, that's a reflecting memory. Back on our memories we have.
Right.
Learn from them.
So in that regard, I mean, this is kind of just a short saying hello to you guys. Like, stay tuned. Like, as we said, we're gonna come back to you with two kinds of episodes very shortly. Like, we're going to pick up probably with the TAL episodes first, just because we know how to do that. We're figuring out how to do the mini-sodes, the practical stuff, which sounds ironic, but that's just that's the nature of anthropology. We're not really taught to be practical agents of it, and so we're figuring that as we go. But we're super excited because we're all talking. I mean, like, this conversation will go on too, but we all talk outside of the studio about a lot of this stuff. And that's how TAL even began in the first place. Is, you know, we'd sit at the bar and be discussing some theory. Now we're at the point where we're discussing how do we actually become agents of change in practice. Beyond our PhDs. And so we're doing them both now, which is interesting. So we're seeing what's fun, you know, we talked about the show as kind of like an information show, you know, it's like us making these things as we go along. And so it's cool. It's like you're here with us at the new precipice of like figuring out the practice-based parts of being anthropologists as we're sort of like, you know, post into and going into fieldwork phases, you know. So like we're keeping the spectrum together, you know, but it's very cool to see how this evolves, you know, because Anil, you're going to London in I don't know, a couple of months, maybe March.
Back in March.
Yeah. So we got you for a while more, which is good. And we're gonna call you when it's like, you know, 2 a.m. there. It's like, we're gonna need to record TAL now. Man, I'm sleeping, man. But it's okay.
Exactly.
I'll probably be on the good side of that.
Actually, you'll be awake.
Five hours above. Yeah. It'll be afternoon.
Yeah, and we'll be 8 a.m. like,
But Adam, why did you
get
do
up
this?
And do an episode.
Who chose this? Like, who chose the time? This is terrible. Yeah.
It's not bad. Time zones matter.
They sure do.
But, you know, as our experience changes, we're professionalizing, but hopefully you are going to listen in and professionalize your podcast listening as we grow too. Mm. We're all developing together.
That's right. Exactly.
So, you know, keep tuning in, guys, and we have a lot more to come.
Yeah. And good to see you again. Yeah. As always, this is Adam Gabler.
This is Ryan Collins.
And this is Anil. Peace out, guys.